Well, if we did feature Backwater this morning for the Book of Rock and Roll, would you be able to give us any history? That's a song your brother wrote, right?
Yeah, Kurt wrote that. Yeah. There's some cool history there. You know, Kurt is just such a prolific songwriter, and he just writes such neat stuff. He's so good at writing things that I'm, you know, able to play over and over and over again and find new meaning in, you know, after having sung it, you know, hundreds of times, all of a sudden realize, oh, that's what he's saying. What's that he said? Whoa, wow, far out, you know. And Backwater was written at a time, you know, we were on the major label, and he'd written something, and it was interesting. All of us immediately went, well, that's a considerably more straightforward song style in a way than you usually, you know, employ. So when we got into the studio, the other cool, this is about my brother. This is a tale about, like, you know, a unique sort of a thing. We were in the studio actually recording the thing, and I, you know, the musical relationship that I have is, like I said earlier, you know, let me give you my opinion about your work, you know, in terms of me and Kurt, because he writes most of our material, right? But it works out well, you know. I mean, he's a really good editor and this and that, but I always pop up with, you know, suggestions here and there and this kind of a thing. And one of the things that had definitely been brought up was, like, you know, well, how about a B section in there, you know, or a bridge kind of a thing. So at that, you know, Kurt kind of put his head down at one point, and I was thinking, well, he's either getting mad at me or he's thinking or something, you know. And then I realized, oh, he's just coming up with the B section. And he just whipped it off right there, standing in the studio, so bitching, you know, to just see where music comes from. And, you know, I mean, it just comes from, in this particular case, it came from Kurt, but you know, it just can happen. It's just strange. And he wrote that little beat, that middle section where he goes, hey, I'm blind, good, fine. He just whipped that off right there in the studio and went, okay, that comes after the second, you know, verses. And it was just like, oh, how neat. And it so completed the song. It actually gave it the kind of pop format, I think, that allowed it to, you know, to get onto pop radio, right?